Today's daf is Bamutzia, daf Mem Zayin. We left off in daf Mem Vava Mem Beis. We're about 10 lines before the end of the page. Last one on the line is Hametaltalin. We're up to Tnan. So it says that we're in the middle of a discussion about Kinyan Chalipin, and the Gemara has been discussing two issues regarding using money within Kinyan Chalipin. We're discussing the issue of using money for Kinyan Chalipin, for the actual Kinyan itself, and being Kona money through Kinyan Chalipin. So says the Gemara, Tanan, we have a Mishnah. Kala Metaltalin Konin Ze Azeh. Metaltalin can be used to be Kona each other. Vam Resh Lakish Vafilu Kis Male Ma'os Bekis Male Ma'os. Resh Lakish says, yet you can even take a wallet full of money, a bag full of money, and be Kona a bag full of money with that. So says Rashi, what's the Gemara trying to prove with this? Says Rashi, Val Karchach b'chalipin kamar. Clearly we're talking about chalipin, di'i b'toras damim ma'os lo kanu, because if we were talking about using it as payment, well, money does not work as a real kinyan. Shemamina matbea nasa chalipin v'nikne b'chalipin. So this is a raya to both sides. It's a raya that matbea can be made a chalipin, can be used as the vehicle through which chalipin works, and it's also a raya that matbea can be acquired with chalipin, because you see that the kis male ma'os can be kona a kis male ma'os. So you see very clearly that matbea works on both ends of the chalipin kinyan. Shidim Betzes writes in the name of the Ravid that no, that the Gemara is really only proving over here that matbea can be nikne b'chalipin, but the fact that matbea can be used for chalipin is not a raya, that you don't have a raya from this Mishnah, because even though you're using a kis male ma'os to do the chalipin as the vehicle of the chalipin, it could be that the kis is the real vehicle of the chalipin, not the ma'os inside of the kis. So therefore, that's why the kinyan would work, not because of the money, not on account of the money, but on account of the kis itself. The Truma Sakri asks on the Ravid, well, we'll see in a second, based on the next line of Gemara, the Truma Sakri has a kasha on the Ravid Shita. But let's see the Gemara's answer. So Tir Gemara Vacha Bedinar Ankava Anigra. Echad shepsalta malchus ve'echad shepsalta medina. That we're dealing with money that one of which has been discontinued by the malchus, by the larger government, ve'echad shepsalta medina, and one of which is not used in the medina anymore. In the particular medina that you live is no longer a valid currency, but could be valid currency in other medinos within that malchus. And the point is that if it's either one of these cases, it's not going to have a din of ma'os anymore, it's not going to have a din of money anymore, it's going to have a din of a kli, because it's no longer valid currency. Why do I need to be told both cases, Shepsalta Malchus and Shepsalta Medina? Utsricha, Diashmin Psalta Malchus. Had it only told me a case of Psalta Malchus, Mishum Dlo Sagi Klal, because you can't use it at all. Avul anywhere. Avul Psalta Medina, the Sagi Medina Achriti, Ema Akati Madbea, Huvein Madbea Nikna Bechalipin. But I would have thought that in a case where it's only been possible in this Medina, not in the entire Malchus, it's just that the B'nai Medina over here have just stopped using it. So I would say that maybe you would still have a din of matbea, because I could use it in other medinos within the malchus, and matbea can't be used for chalipin. Matbea, well, look at the lashon of the gemara. Vein matbea nikne bechalipin, and matbea can't be acquired through chalipin. Viashmin Pesalta Medina, and had we been told only a case of Pesalta Medina, Mishum Delo Sagile Lobetzin of Lobetfarhesia, I would say that's because you can't use it. When the B'nai Medina over here don't use it, it means you can't use it anywhere. You can't use it privately, you can't use it publicly. Avol Pesalta Malchus, the Sagile Betzinah, but if it's something that's like a major government edict from the larger government, but within our Medina, it could be that Pitsina, people still use it. So Ema Akati Matbea, who I might say it still has a din of currency, Vein Matbea Nikne B'Chalipin, and Matbea cannot be acquired through Chalipin. Sricha, that's why I need to be told both cases. Bottom line is, the Lashon of Vein Matbea Nikne B'Chalipin certainly seems like that's our focus, whether Matbea can be acquired through Chalipin. Now, of course, based on what we said in Tosfos yesterday, if you assume like Tosfos, that whenever you have something that can't be Nikne B'Chalipin, then Kal V'Chomer, it can't can't be used for the actual chalipin itself. So then you understand why the Gemara focuses specifically on nikne b'chalipin and not on using it for chalipin itself. But anyway, the Trumas Hakri says, based on the Ravid, if you're going to say like the Ravid, that we're only focusing on whether matbea can be nikne b'chalipin, but there's no raya over here, whether you can use it for chalipin, so why does the Gemara answer that these two kisim, these two bags of money, are one of them is pasalta malchus and one of them is pasalta medina? I only care about the one I'm acquiring. If the point is only to prove that I can't acquire money through chalipin, not that I can't use money as chalipin, what do I care what the bag of money, what kind of money is in the bag of money that I'm using as my chalipin? The main focus is on the kiss, it's not on the money anyway. So the Rabbi Kiveger's Mitarit said, no, it's not saying Echad Shepesalta Malchus Vechad Shepesalta Medina, that one of these bags and one of these bags. No, it's saying whether it's Pesalta Malchus or whether it's Pesalta Medina, either situation is going to passel it. The Tosa Rush writes that according to Rabbeinu Tam, that Chalipe Shava B'Shava, there's no machlokas amorayim regarding chalipe shav b'shav. If you remember 2 days ago, we said that there are two types of chalipin. There's chalipin that's a symbolic act of kinyan, and then there's chalipin that's shav b'shav, that I trade you two items of equal value are traded for each other. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, Rav and Levi are never cholek about chalipe shav b'shav. Everyone would agree for chalipe shav b'shav that matbea is nasa chalipin, that you can use matbea for chalipin, for chalipe shav b'shav. That's Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. So says Tos HaRash, if Rabbeinu Tam is correct, this Gemara is very difficult to understand. Because over here, they're trading a kiss mali melos for a kiss mali melos. What are you proving anything? Over here, it's if you hold Rav and Levi, everyone agrees that money is fine when you're trading shav b'shav. It sounds like that this is shav b'shav. So Tos HaRash says that you see that Rabbeinu Tam is incorrect. This is a raya against the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. So says Gemara Amar Rabba Amar Rav Huna. Machli be'elu kana. Let's say a guy takes a bag and he doesn't bag of money, and he doesn't tell his friend how much money is in it. He just says, I want you to sell me your object, whatever object it is, with these be'elu shabiyadi, with these that are in my hand. And the guy never even bothers asking how much money is in your hand. He just says, okay, and he takes the bag of money. He has no idea how much money is in it. So the halacha is kana. The kinyan works. It's a valid form of kinyan. Neither of them are able to be chozer anymore. The kinyan worked. The yeshlo alav ona'a, but the price has to be within range. Meaning there is a din of ona'a. If he paid him way too little, so then we could say that the mekach is going to be chozer. Meaning if it was a shesus off, if it was 1/6 off, so that's going to be a din of ona'a. Kana afal gavdala mashach, and the truth is the kinyan works even though a mashicha was never done. Why? Meaning if all he did is give him money, don't we hold ma'os lakonos? So how could a kinyan work if he never did a mashicha on the object? All you did is you gave him the money. Why is it a valid kinyan? Dekivin to lokapit kana deki chalipin dami. Because if the guy never asked how much money it is, then it's obviously this money is not being given b'toras damin. The money is being given b'toras chalipin. So it's viewed as chalipin, and chalipin is a valid form of kinyan, and mela, the kinyan is going to work. V'yeshlo alav ona'a, but wait a second, if it was given as chalipin, why is there ona'a? D'macherli be'elu ka'amale, because when he said macherli be'elu, he used the lashon of machar, of selling, lashon memker, so that's not chalipin. So when he says the lashon of mechira, that means that it's going to be for a fair price, and therefore it's going to be subject to ona'a. Rav Abba Amar Rav Huna Machli Be'elu Kana Ve'ein Lo Alav Ona'a. Rav Abba Amar Rav Huna says that if you say Machli Be'elu, so he agrees on the first part, it is a valid form of kinyan because you're using it as chalipin, but he disagrees on the second part. He says, you're not going to have a din of ona'a because it's chalipin, it's not damin. So Pshita Damin Ve'ein Makbra Lein Haka Amrina Dekani Deka Chalipin Damu. So clearly what we just said, everyone agrees, is that if you give money, and the guy is not makbid to find out how much money is actually in the bag that you're giving him, everyone would agree that that's a good form of kinyan, because that's like a chalipin itself. because it's not being given b'taras damim, it's being given b'taras chalipin. Chalipin u'makbet alein mai. What if, though, you give for chalipin, but the person is makbet to find out exactly how much it's worth? Then what's the din? Do we assume that you give him the chalipin and the kinyan works? Or no? Maybe no. Maybe since he's makbet to know exactly how much it's worth, that sudar that you're using has a din of damim. It has a din of money, and money is not a valid vehicle to affect chalipin. You need to actually do a meshicha on the object that you're buying. So Amar Avad Barava Tashma will bring a raya. Haresha Yatofis Parasa Va'omed. A guy sitting there with his cow, he's walking with his cow. Someone sees him and says, "Hey, how much is that cow? Why do you have that cow here?" L'chamar nitzarich says, "Well, I have this cow in the market because I'm actually looking to exchange it. I need a chamar, I need a donkey." So, yeshli chamar, the guy says, "Oh, guess what? I have a donkey. Shani nosinach, I'll give it to you. Paraskha bakama, how much you want for that cow? How much value do you think that cow is worth?" Bekach lekach, $100. Chamorcha bekama, how much is your donkey worth? Bekach lekach, $100. Beautiful, so we'll trade. Mashach bala chamor sapara, v'lo hispik bala para limshach es hachamor. The bala chamor does a meshicha on the para, he's kona the para. The bala para has not yet done a meshicha on the chamor. Ad shemes hachamor, and then the chamor conks out, the chamor dies. Lo kana bala chamor sapara. The bala chamor, even though he already did a meshicha on the para, the kinyan is not valid. Why? Because he asked him how much the para is worth. When you ask them exactly how much is it worth, that's not a kinyan chalipin, right? When you ask how much it's worth, you obviously want it to be given b'taras damim. Shmamina chalipin u'makbet alein lo kana. So you see, that's a raya that when there's chalipin and you're makbet on it, the kinyan doesn't work. If you're makbet on the exact value of the chalipin, it's not going to work. So Amar Rava. Rava says, "What? Atu chalipin b'shuvtani askinan? What are you talking about? You think we're talking about people who do chalipin without knowing how much anything is worth over here? That's not everyone does chalipin de lo kapti, that they're not makbet on anything. El kol chalipin mikbet kapti v'kane. Every chalipin you're makbet on how much things are worth, and it still works as a valid form of kinyan, right? As Tulsa, really kol chalipin at our weddings when we had our tanaim and we had to do the kinyan." When we had the kinyan to be mechayev ourselves and everything in the ksuba, right, or the tanaim when our fathers were kona made a kabbalas kinyan, so they were makbid that the napkin be worth or the pen or whatever it was that was used be worth something. So it tells us kol chalipin mikput kapti shu shavin ktsas, that it should be worth a little bit. Ulufam shu shavin kama chevet kufei v'afilu kasheinu shavik chevet shekenegdo kana. And sometimes they're even makbid that it should be worth the actual value of the object itself. But there's always some hakpada, that it'd be something, that it'd be worth a little bit. We're going to see soon in the Gemara examples of something that you can't do chalipin on because of its lack of value. V'hachav ma'askinan, over here, what's the case? Why is it that it didn't work? It has nothing to do with being makbid on how much it was worth. That's normal for chalipin. Why over here did the kinyan not work? V'hachav ma'askinan da'amr lei chamor b'paru utle u'mashach hasapar v'adayin l'mashach hasatle. It was not a one-for-one trade. What was really happening was he was trading a chamor in exchange for a para and a tle. And the guy did a kinyan on the para, but never did a kinyan on the tle, to lahavali meshicha ma'alia. And therefore, it wasn't a strong form of kinyan, because the kinyan, you have to be kona everything on your side to do the full meshicha. So he didn't really do the full meshicha. Fine. Amar Mar. So we just said before that if you say machli be'elu, you don't say how much money you have in your hand. You just say, "I want to acquire your item with this money." So we said that it's that it is a valid form of kinyan. He's kona because it's like chalipin, even though you're using money. Since you're not makbet on values, it's like chalipin. And yeshu alavana'a, there is a din of ona'a. So lema savra funa madbe'a nasa chalipin. So wait a second. What about our discussion that we've been having, whether money can be used for chalipin? Don't you see clearly from here that matbea can be used for chalipin? So says Marlo, Rafuna Savla Krabi Yochanan, No, it's not because he holds my bag can be used for chalipin over here. It's because he holds that mida oraisa, money is a valid form of kinyan. Why did the rabbis come along and say, no, that you're not going to be kona with money? Money does not work for a kinyan, like the Torah says. We're undoing that kinyan and replacing it with meshicha, and only meshicha is going to work as a kinyan. So this is a line that we've had a few times already. It's a gezera because you might were afraid that if we were to leave it as ma'os konos, you're going to be mekabel money from somebody for a whole warehouse full of wheat that you have, and the guy is not going to take possession of it right away, and then there's going to be a fire, and you're not going to do anything to stop it, because you figure, hey, I already got my money, the kinyan already happened, this wheat isn't mine, it belongs to the other guy, it's not my problem, and you're going to allow it to get destroyed. So in order to inspire someone to save it, we say, guess what, the kinyan hasn't been done yet, even though you've got the money, until the Mashiach, until he actually takes possession of everything. Milsad Shchicha Gazer Barabanan, Milsad Lo Shchicha, Lo Gazer Barabanan. The Rabbanan were only Gozer on a Milsad Shchicha, they were not Gozer on a Milsad Lo Shchicha. They were only Gozer on something that's common, they were not Gozer on something that's not common. Meaning the Gezer that the Rabbanan made, that Ma'os is not Kona, is only for normal types of common cases. But a case where I said, take Elu, right, and I use the bag of unknown amount of money to acquire something, that's a milsa de lo shchicha, and we're going to allow Ma'os to be konos in that case. We're going to go back to the din d'oraisa, that Ma'os is going to be kona in that case. Says the Gemara, Amar le mar huna breid Rav Nachman le Rav Ashi, Atun hachi masnisula, Anan hachi masnisula. You taught it like that, with that version of the events. I taught it as follows. V'chinam Rav Huna ein matbea nasa chalipin. That Rav Huna says matbea cannot be used as chalipin. Bameh konin, of. Rav Huna says matbea cannot be used as chalipin. Well, then how does the kinyan work over here? Rav Amar bekelev shal, meaning, I'm sorry, period. V'chinam Rav Huna ein matbea nasa chalipin, period. That Rav Huna says that matbea cannot be used as chalipin. End of discussion in terms of whether matbea can be used or cannot be used as chalipin. That Rav Huna's psak is matbea cannot be used to affect chalipin. Okay, says the Gemara now. By mekonin, what can you be? What do you use to be kona? What is a valid item to use for chalipin? So Rav Amar bekelev shel kona, the nichle lekona, the lave makna kona. That you want to use the kelim of the kona for chalipin, meaning I want the makna to be kona my kli, because if he's kona my kli, he's going to have gemiras das that he's interested in being makna his item to me, the item that I'm interested in purchasing. Levi says no, you dafka want to use the kelim shel makna, come on, as we're going to say later on, we're going to dash in from a pasuk. And says Tosos, when Levi says kelev shel makna, dafka bekelev shel makna, velo bekelev shel kona. He doesn't mean you can also use the kelev shel makna. He means you have to use dafka the kelev shel makna, not anybody else's kelim, right? Leave out the second part of Tosos now. Tosos Maseches Gittin on Daf Lamed Tes quotes Rashi in our sugya, a Rashi that does not seem to exist in our sugya. But he quotes from a Rashi in our sugya that according to Levi, if Kelev Shel Makna works, Kol Shekein Kelev Shel Kona will work also. So you see, Tosos, there's some sort of machlokas Rishonim over here. Tosos over here very, very clearly takes a stand that according to Levi, Kelev Shel Makna is Dafka, and you can't use Kelev Shel Kona. And Tosos quotes Rashi, although we're not sure exactly which Rashi it is, that when Levi says Kelev Shel Makna, it's Kalva Chomer you're allowed to use Kelev shel kona. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Amar le Rav Huna midaskart l'Rava. Ule Levi damar bekelev shel makna hakakani ara agav glima. According to Levi, that says that that you're allowed to use kelev, that you're supposed to use or you're allowed to use the kelim of the makna of the one who's making the kinyan hakakani ara agav glima. You're being kona a karka through a piece of clothing. Meaning when I'm giving karka to my friend with a kinyan sudar, and the mekabel matana is moshech the sudar miyad anosein, the mekabel matana takes the sudar from the nosein, so he's being kona karka agav a kinyan that he's making on metaltalin. Right? If I want to give you karka, I give you a handkerchief, and by you picking up the handkerchief, your kind of the karka, isn't that backwards? Don't we normally assume that says Gemara vana nipchatanan? We learned the opposite. Nechasim shein lamachrayis, nikum nechasim sheish lamachrayis. Don't we normally assume that if you want to make a kinyan on metaltalin, kinyan karka can work for metaltalin also in the sense that if you're kona karka, metaltalin can be nikna along with it. It could schlep along in the same kinyan, but we never assume the opposite. That if I make a kinyan on metaltalin, karka is going to go along with that. So isn't that exactly what's happening over here? If the makna is able to give the kona his handkerchief, and the kona picks up the makna's handkerchief, so isn't that, and through that the kona acquires the land also. So isn't that a case of the kona acquiring karka agav metaltalin? He says, you know, if Levi was here, he would shoot out to your face balls of fire. So what in the world does that mean? So Rashi says it means he would put you in chayim, would put you in some sort of shamta for saying such a kasha, for asking such a kasha. So Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says, where do you ever find that someone put somebody else in chayim just because he doesn't hold like him? He didn't live in the 21st century. Nowadays, that's kaseder, that's what people do. But where do you ever find that in the Gemara that an Amor is going to put another Amor in chayim just because somebody doesn't hold exactly like him? So Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says, no, that he told him that Levi would answer you. If you asked this kasha and Levi was here, he would answer you strongly. The Gemara very often, in several places, Gemara Nechul and other places, uses a lashon of fire coming out of one's mouth when we talk about maso matan shalalacha, when we talk about discussions, halachic discussions, meaning it's like the fire of Torah that's coming out of one's mouth. That's all it means. It doesn't mean that he's literally going to put you in chayim. The Tosfos Chachmei Anglia says that if Levi was here, it means he would outsmart you to the point where you would have you'd be embarrassed to the point that your face would have like fire coming out of it. I assume it means where you'd be red in the face. You'd be so embarrassed by how he would be able to answer you. What would he say? Misavert glima maknile. Do you think that it's a cloak that he's using to be makna the karka? By he hana the kamekabel mine gomer vaaknile. No, he's maknit him with the hana that you're makabel. The item that you're using for chalipin, it's that hana'a that's being used as the kinyan for the karka. It's not the actual glima itself. Says Gemara Kitanai, this is in fact the machlokas tanaim. Vizos lefnim b'Yisrael alagula, meaning this issue of whether you use kelev shel kona or kelev shel makna is machlokas tanaim. Basically, we interpret a pasuk to teach us kinyan chalipin, and it's strange that we only got to this pasuk now because this is the basis of everything. We've been in kinyan chalipin for tublat already, but this pasuk is the basis for the entire idea of kinyan chalipin. And how you interpret this pasuk, how you darshan this pasuk, is going to determine whether you hold kelev shel kona, kelev shel makna. Vizos lefnim b'Yisrael ala gula v'ala tmura l'kayim kol davar shlafish na'alav v'nasan l'rei ehu. That's where we darshan kinyan chalipin from. Gula zu mechira. Gula means mechira. V'cheinu amar v'lo yigael. And in the context of the pasuk of lo yivakar ben tov l'ra v'lo yimirenu of tmura, the pasuk says that tmurasa yekodesh lo yigael. And lo yigael means you can't sell it. So you see that gula means mechira. Tmura zu chalipin. Tmura teaches us chalipin. V'cheinu amar lo yachlifenu v'lo yamiroso. Lo yachlifenu v'lo yamiroso is that tmura means chalipin. L'kayim kol davar shlafish na'alov v'nasan re'ehu mi nasan l'mi. That's showing us how chalipin works. Who gives to who? Who gave to in that pasuk? Boaz nasan l'goel. Boaz was giving to the goel. Rabbi Yudah amar, Rabbi Yudah says, no, goel nasan l'boaz. So Tana, Konin Bekli, Afalpi, so based on whether you understand that Boaz Nasan LeGoel, or the Goel was Nasan LeBoaz, so that's how you can understand which way the Kinyan works. It's whether it's the Makna or the Kona that makes the symbolic Kinyan in order to affect the Chalipin. Tana, Konin Bekli, Afalpi, Shein Bo Shavu Pruta. You can use a Kli even though it doesn't have a Shavu Pruta. A Kli that used for Kinyan Suda does not have to be worth a Pruta. Amar Rav Nachman Loshon El Bekli, Afalpi, Peri Lo. And Rav Nachman says, yeah, you can use kelim, but you can't use peros. Rav Sheshe says, Rafilu beperos. And that's the sheet of Rav Nachman that we've had already. Rav Sheshe says, no, you can even use peros, right? It's not a problem to use peros for chalipin, right? Rav Nachman's sheet was, you can be kona peros through chalipin, you just can't use peros as the vehicle of chalipin. Now, on this line, that the kli does not need to be worth the shavu pruta, Tulsa says, wait a second, don't we say by V'nasan L'koyin Nesakodesh that Nesina in general always means at least the Shavu Pruta? And over here it says V'nasan L'Re'ehu, over here by the Pasuk in Rus that we're darshaning, the Pasuk uses the Lashon of Nesina, it says V'nasan L'Re'ehu, doesn't the word Nesina mean you need a Kedei Nesina? And the minimum of a Kedei Nesina is a Shavu Pruta? So how can you say that the Kli does not have to be worth the Shavu Pruta? So Tulsa says the Yesod, and the Yesod is that whenever we use the word Nesina, it does not always mean a Pruta. We always look at the context within which we use the word Nesina. And it's a Nesina of that item. So, Ein Achinami, when you're talking about a Nesina of money, a Nesina of money has to be a Pruta. It has to be a Chashuv enough amount of money. But when you talk about Nesina of other things, it just has to be a Chashuv enough a quantity of that. For instance, Tulsa says, Nesina Saget. The get doesn't need to be worth the Shavu Pruta. It could be written on Isurei Anah. It could be worth nothing. But it's Chashuv because it's a get. So Nesina Saget, you just need to give the get. It doesn't actually have to be worth the Shavu Pruta. And says Tulsa is another example, and this is the surprising one, Nesina Struma. Chita achas potaris esakri. We know the halacha is that when you want to be mafresh truma on a daraisa level, all you need to do is take chita achas, take one stalk of wheat, and that will exempt your entire kri from truma. And nevertheless, even though the Torah says lashem nesina by truma, so Maritz Chayesov here points out the maramakom we've said probably dozens of times since we started the Daf Yomish here, and that is the Nodeb Yehuda and the Tosrid, where the Nodeb Yehuda says that no. Nesinas Truma does need to be a chashva amount. You can't give chita achas for Nesinas Truma. There are tzvei dinim in Truma. Din number one in Truma is to take the tevel and make it no longer tevel. Hafrashas Truma. That's mitzvah number one, just to be mafrish, to make sure that the item isn't tevel. That's where you have a halach of chita achas pateres kol akri. But then there's a second din of Truma of actually giving it to the Kohen. Of not just being mafrish it, but giving it to the Kohen. Now that din, where there's no din of chita by giving it to the Kohen, so those are two separate dinim. Tosfos obviously doesn't agree with that Nodeb Yehuda. Nodeb Yehuda was convinced that he was mechadish, that idea that no one else thought of it before him, but we know that the Tosfos, it's mefurish in the Tosfos Rid, and the Maritz Chayes quotes that it's in the Mishnah Lamelech as well. So Nodeb Yehuda wasn't really mechadish the idea, but at least he has basis in Rishonim, but it's against this Tosfos. This Tosfos assumes that look, Nesinas Truma must be even on Chita Achas, because if Chita Achas put called a kri, then it's got to be good enough for Nesina also. Obviously not looking at it as two separate mitzvahs. So anyway, says Gemara, my time is Rav Nachman. Why does Rav Nachman hold that peros cannot be used for chalipin? Amakra na'alo, na'alin midiachrim lo. We darshan that it's got to be like a shoe. A shoe can be used, a kli can be used, you can't use other things. My time is Rav Sheshes. Why does Rav Sheshes think peros can be used? Amakra l'kayim kol davar. Pasuk says, L'chaim kol davar, anything. So Rav Nachman, Ami Yaksiv L'chaim kol davar, what's Rav Nachman going to do with the Pasuk L'chaim kol davar? Ha'u L'chaim kol davar d'niknin b'minal. Now he uses L'chaim kol davar to teach me that you can be kona anything through the minal, not what you're allowed to use for chalipin, but what chalipin can work for. That's what l'kayim kol davar means. Kol davar d'nikna b'minal, anything that you can be kona through the shoe. Rav Sheshes nami yaksiv na'alo. What's Rav Sheshes going to do with the pasuk na'alo? Doesn't that imply it's got to be a kli like a shoe and not peros? So I'm looking at Rav Sheshes would answer. It has to be similar to a na'al in the sense that it has to be a defined amount, not something that's ill-defined. La'afuke chatzi rimon v'chatzi goes to low. To the exclusion of a half of a fruit, a half of a nut, something like that. That's not a defined amount. It's not even one full item that can't be used. But if you want to use a rimon, you want to use a pri, that's fine as long as it's a defined amount. I fractosos, didn't we say that a sudar only needs to be gimel al gimel, and you see that you're even allowed to take part of your beged, as long as the guy holds on to gimel al gimel of your beged, that it works, even though that's not a davar mesuyim. So he says, no, since gimel al gimel is a usable amount, the command of pasuk tamichash of davar mesuyim, that's considered a davar mesuyim, even though it's only part of a larger beged. Amar Rav Sheshes Bar Davidi, Keman Kasfin Idna, who do we go like when we write today in our shtaros, B'mana Dekasha L'mikni Bay, right, we use such a lashon. If you look back in your ksubas, you'll find such a lashon of B'mana Dekasha L'mikni Bay. What are we expressing with that phrase, B'mana Dekasha L'mikni Bay? So B'mana Lafukim Rav Sheshes Damar Karnim B'peiros. First of all, it's got to be B'mana to teach us Lafukim Rav Sheshes, who says that you could even use peiros. We're assuming like Rav Nachman that you cannot use peiros. You need to use a money. You need to use some sort of kli. The kasha lafukim mi de Shmuel damar karnin b'maruka, and the kasha means it has to be something that's usable. It has to be something that has some value. Again, it does not need to be worth a pruta, but it has to be usable as opposed to maruka. What's maruka? It says Rashi kli asui megalali bakar. It's a kli made out of animal excrement, so it's not obviously the nicest kli in the world to use. Tells us Maruka garine tamara shemachlikim b'masaklaf. Okay, it's garinim of dates, whatever it is, but it's something that's not really a usable kli. Sort of Zilberstein in the sefer is mesupak. What if you have a dirty disposable kli? You pull out a plastic cup that's been used from the garbage. Can you use that as a kinyan chalipin? A dirty napkin, a disposable napkin. Can you use that for kinyan chalipin? He said that sometimes he's seen it happen, that at a chasen's tish or something, there's a something spills on the napkin, and it's just like on the edge or something, on the corner, and they use it anyway. So is that a problem of maruka, of using an unusable kli? Because who would use a dirty disposable cup that somebody else used? So he's mesupik about it. He says it's really the best idea to try to use something that's totally clean. Anyway, the miknia, lafukimi de levi. The miknia comes to tell me not to do like levi. The amar b'kelev shalmakna, which who says that use kelev shalmakna, kamash milan, the miknia v'lo l'knuye. That's why it says the miknia v'lo l'knuye, which teaches us that to be kona with it, meaning it sounds like using the kelev shal kona, using the kelim of the kona itself. Bay, what does bay teach? Rapap amar l'mutim et baya. Rapap says that comes to exclude matbeya. Rav Zvi tem Rav Ashi amar l'mutim yisureyana, comes to exclude yisureyana. Ikadamri, others say no, bay amar Rav Papa l'mutim et baya. That bake teaches me to exclude matbeya. Dekasher amrav zidvi tim ravashi lemutei yisurena, and the word dekasher comes to be mighty yisurena. I thought we used dekasher to teach me not to use unusable kelim. Avol marika lo itzrich. You don't need a pasuk to tell me not to use unusable kelim. Obviously, the chalipa needs to be with unusable kelim. You don't need the pasuk to teach me, not the pasuk, a phrase in the document to teach me not to use unusable kelim. Unusable kelim cannot be used for chalipa either, and that's a davar pasha. We don't need to include that in that phrase. Fine. Asimon kona sametbeya. So we said, the Mishnah said, that you can use an asimon to be kona money. My asimon, what is an asimon? Right? If you give asimon, someone does a mashikh on the asimon, he's kona the money that you're exchanging for. What is asimon, though? Samarav ma'us anisonos b'simon lebeis amerchatz. It's like they used to have tickets in the Beis Amerchatz, or like these little coins, tokens, in the Beis Amerchatz, so to show how many people are online or whatever, and you would hand in the ticket and you'd get whatever it was that you needed, and or they would get, you'd have to pay for in exchange for the ticket later on. So the asimon were like these tokens that were only usable in the Beis Amerchatz. Meisvei ein mechal v'n meisvei sheni al asimon v'l lo al mos hanisanonis b'sim le Beis Amerchatz. But wait a second, we have a brisa that says that you can't be mechal meisvei sheni either on an asimon or on the coins that they use in the Beis Amerchatz, which clearly implies Mechal Dasimon Lavos and Isanos Pesim in the Beis Amerchatz, clearly implies that Asimon is not the same thing as those coins that are used for a simon in the Beis Amerchatz. They're two different things. The Chitema Prusha Kamifaresh. And if you're going to say, no, it's just coming to explain, it's just being mefarish what asimon is, but it's not really saying two things. It's not saying that it's not talking about that you can't be mechal ma'aser sheni on both asimon and mos ha'asuyim l'simon and beis amerchatz. It's just explaining you can't use an asimon which is a simon asuyim l'beis amerchatz. But we didn't learn like that. It says mechal and ma'aser sheni al asimon divrei Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa says you're allowed to be mechal and ma'aser sheni al asimon. The chum omer mein mechalin, and the chum say you cannot be mechal and ma'aser sheni al asimon. But for shavin, everybody agrees, even though they disagree about an asimon, everybody agrees shein mechal and al mos hanisanos b'simon lebeis amerchatz, that you can't use the mos hanisanos b'simon lebeis amerchatz. So don't you see that that's obviously not the definition of asimon? So says the Gemara, Elam Rabbi Yochanan, my asimon, you know what an asimon is? pulsa. It's a coin that doesn't have any tzura on it. It's a coin that doesn't have any image on it. Vaz Rabbi Yochanan Tamei, and this is Rabbi Yochanan Shitasa. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Dosa, Rabbi Shmuel, Amru Davar Echad. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Dosa and Rabbi Shmuel teach us the same halacha. Rabbi Dosa Hadi Amran. Rabbi Dosa is the halacha that we just learned. And Rabbi Shmuel, Maihi, what's the din of Rabbi Shmuel? The Tanya, right? Rabbi Dosa is the one that says you can't that you can use Nasimon to be kona money, but you can't be mechal ma'as sheni on asimon. And we have a brisa that says v'tzarta kesef biyadecha l'rabus kol davar nitzra biyad divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that comes to include anything that's nitzra biyad, anything that you can pile together in your hand. Rabbi Kiva omer l'rabus kol davar sheish lav tzura. Rabbi Kiva says no, v'tzarta kesef biyadecha teaches me that it has to be something that has a tzura. So you see, Rabbi Shmuel holds it doesn't need to be something that has a tzura. So obviously, by allowing something that doesn't have a tzura, what Rabbi Shmuel is essentially saying is asimon is good enough. So that's the point, that you see clearly Rabbi Yochanan holds that the definition of asimon is something that doesn't have a tzura, because he associates Rabbi Dosa with Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara Vayter. Right, if you did a mashicha on the peros and you didn't give the money, so the mashicha on the peros, that's it. That's the kinyan. You can't go back on the kinyan anymore. But in the reverse, you could still go back. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Dvar Torah ma'os konos. On the daraisa level, money can be kona. Umnei ma'am lu mashicha kona. Why do we assume that only mashicha is kona? Gzeru shem yom lu nisru chitach ba'aliyah. Like we said a million times already, we're afraid he's going to say nisru chitach ba'aliyah. Tulsa asks a very important question. So why did the Rabbanan throw Ma'os Konos out the window? Why don't they just say that you need both? That you need Ma'os and Mashicha in order for the Kinyan to work? Why would they meaning, why is Mashicha alone good enough now? If Mashicha alone did not work, then the Lokeach will say to the Mocher, Nisrufuchi Techabalia, if Mashicha didn't work. We need Dafka Mashicha to work alone. Sof, man deshadad leka b'yishlumi, but either way, the guy, whoever lit the fire, is going to have to pay. What are we worried about Nisrufuchi Techabalia? If he lit the fire, he has to pay for the fire. Alexander Shemet Tzipel Vleka Bonus. No, we're not afraid it's going to be arson. We're afraid that there's going to be a fire that's going to be lit by accident, and he's not going to save it. If we tell the guy, look, it's still in your Rishus, so he'll be Masr Nefes to try to save it. Otherwise he won't. Reish Lakish Amr Mashicha Mufresh in the Torah. Reish Lakish says Mashicha is clear in the Torah. My time at Reish Lakish. Amr Krav Chisim Kru Mem Kala Misecha O Kana Miyana Misecha. Davra Nekrami Yad Liyad. So you see, it's something handed over. When something is handed over, that's a Kinyan Doraisa. Mashicha is not just an invention Midrabanan. Rabbi Yochanan Amr Miyad the Mute Karka the Las Be'o Na'an. Miyad teaches me that you can't use Karka, which doesn't have a Na'a. Reish Lakish will respond, Im Kein Lekhto Krav Chisim Kru Mem Kar Miyana Misecha Al Tonu. O Kana Lamali, what's the phrase O Kana doing in the Pasuk? Shmamina the Mashicha must be O Kana is there to teach me a Kinyan Mashicha. Rabbi Yochanan will say, O Kana Mayavadai, what will he do with O Kana? Mi bai lilichat Tanya, he'll use it for the following braisa. V'chisim kru memker al tonu, ein li elishin is ana lokeach. I only know that it's a problem if lokeach was cheated. Nisana mocher minayin. How do I know that if the mocher was cheated, it's also a problem? Tamalomer O Kana al tonu. It says O Kana al tonu in connection with each other. Teaches you that there's even ona if the mocher was cheated. Reish Lakish Tarti Gamar Minei. Reish Lakish is able to learn two halachos from that one phrase, and therefore he still has a phrase to teach me a kinyan mashicha. But that's the machlokas, whether mida oraisa mashicha works or mida oraisa only maos konos, and mashicha is purely an invention mida rabbanan.